morning. I take it the full vocal mix is labelled wrong then, Alex. That sounded like an instrumental to me. Morning, everybody. It's early. And we're still in Sunderland, and my voice is a bit shot from the weekend.
Is Chris drunk again?
No. It's just that I got very little sleep since I arrived in this place. I've had a good time. I just need my sleep. So we are live from Sunderland, from our hotel, in a hotel room. I swear, honestly. Opposite me is a big double bed. And the bathroom has got a load of wires in it. The corner of the bedroom has got Dominic and Carrie in it. And it's a hotel, which is, it's a bit of a posh room. And it's got a little tiny inside balcony, if that makes sense. And that's where me and Dave are doing the show.
Morning, great friend.
Hi, mate. And it's sunny. I'm going to have to go back to my room and get my sunglasses.
This is possibly the most picturesque outside broadcast I think we've ever done. We're here, as we said, in this sort of big curved window, which looks out onto this lighthouse and the sea, and you can see the waves lapping in. It's absolutely beautiful.
And a roundabout.
And a roundabout.
It's kind of like a glamorous version of the beginning to The Office.
Hmm.
You can imagine that. Obviously, we didn't finish till late last night, so we haven't gone back to London. We thought we'd do the show in the hotel. Everything is great, everything is happy, and we are happy. What am I on about?
Play a record.
All right, no, fair enough. All right. Good idea. Obviously, you're going to hear lots of things on the show that happened all over the weekend. So, it's going to be nice. It's going to be fun. And, of course, my favourite bit, the countdown to not talking about Sunderland again for 12 months starts here. By this time tomorrow, we won't be mentioning Radio 1's big weekend again. Hooray! Great.
Hey, these played yesterday in Sunderland, didn't they?
I know, I introduced them.
Oh, very good.
I know, they blanked me in Vernon, though, and never said thanks for our great introduction. So, because of that, I'm going to hum all the way through their song. Seriously, me and Vernon got the biggest cheer they've probably ever had. The bravery! And they go, way, we were on stage. They stood behind the curtain for 30 seconds before they decided to waltz out onto the stage.
That upset you, though, didn't it? Somewhat.
You know, thanks, Vernon. Thanks, Chris. What a miss. I mean, it may be rock and roll, but there's manners.
It's just, yeah, manners cost nothing, really, do they? It's nice to be nice.
Exactly. Right, you ready?
Yeah. Mm.
Seriously, they could have just gone, cheers, lads.
They didn't even look at you.
No.
Nothing.
No. Kaiser Chiefs gave us one of those high-five hand movements.
Oh, I did that. I was really excited because we came off stage, and as they came on, and it worked perfectly, because sometimes you do that and you miss.
Yeah,
I missed.
You went first, and I missed, yeah.
I thought that was quite cool.
And JK gave me a big hug.
Yep.
Bravery, nothing. You know what I mean?
Well...
If they're not careful, I'm going to end up putting them in the same category as Caesars.
Hmm. That's them over.
I'm telling you. Thank you. That was a punchline there. Like a news punchline. Shut up, Dominic.
Sorry.
All right, okay. Right, you ready, Dom?
Ready.
Ready, Carrie?
Ready.
Coming up. Going to play Gorillaz and Feel Good Inc. Also, Lamar. And a bit of Basement Jacks later as well. Let's get some news and sport with Dominic and Carrie. It's 2 minutes past seven.
It's now 4 minutes past seven. Still 4 minutes past seven. It's nearly exactly... Wait for it. 5 minutes past seven. Thank you.
Well done. Is that the first time you've done the news from a hotel room?
It's the first time I've done it in my socks facing the sea.
Right.
Yeah, it's nice.
And Carrie?
Yeah, it's definitely the first time I've ever done the sport from a hotel room.
Mm. Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought you did a very good job.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
There was a slight click, though, on the beginning of all the clips. I wasn't happy with that.
I'm not sure what that's about.
We'll have a look at it.
And there was a slight pause, like that.
Mm.
You know, which I think brought it down for you,
yeah.
I'm afraid. And I know many listeners have texted saying, there's a click on these clips.
Yeah. Standard.
You know, they said whoever's actually mixing the news bulletin is brilliant.
Mm.
That's me.
Mm.
In a hotel room.
Yeah.
I'm having to mix the news.
Yeah, you're in the mix.
Yeah.
so to speak.
Because normally when the news is on, I drift off for a couple of minutes. Mm. No offence. I kind of go off, you know, and scratch my ass, have a cup of tea, that
nice.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, you do. Thank
and
you.
I've got. Beautiful. So I've got to press all your buttons.
And you did a brilliant job as well.
So if there's any news story, Dave, or sports story that you missed that you'd like me to recap.
I'd quite like to hear the Everton story again.
All right, okay.
There's any need for that.
The Gunners beat Liverpool 3-1 at Highbury. It also means Everton are guaranteed Champions League football next season because Liverpool can't catch them.
Which also means, it brings me on to my next point, Dominic, which is that you owe me some money, I believe.
Hey!
Did we not have a bet a little while ago? Mm-hmm. And it was concerning the fact that you thought, wrongly in this case, that Liverpool would finish above Everton in the league.
Well,
and that simply can't happen now.
I'm not sure if I worded it quite like that.
Yeah, it was. Dave. It was definitely a bet.
It was exactly that, really.
Was it? Okay, yeah. I'll get your 10 later.
Yeah, thank you. It's a cash machine downstairs.
How much was it, Dominic?
10.
10.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember that bet that you had with me, Rachel and Alan as well?
Well, no. What was that?
It was the same bet, £10 each.
£100.
£100
No,
each.
No.
So that'll be good. Right, we're live from a hotel in Sunderland today. Bizarre, isn't it?
Welcome to another year at Second on the Air. We worked so hard for 12 full months, not that you bloody care. We've all had lots of illnesses, from flu to chicken pox. But Morrissey's back, so thank the Lord, it's not that Dr. Fox.
Right, Gorillaz, nice and loud.
The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio.
Lamar on Radio 1, and if there's any justice in the world, a very good morning to you. With the time coming up to 15 big radio minutes past the hour, the Monday morning hour of 7 o'clock, I'm Chris Moyles, your breakfast host, here to welcome you to a brand new day and a brand new week, of course, with my good friend, the Reverend Comedy Dave.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Dave. Mm. And your thought for the day is?
Well, my thought for the day is that if you can see two lighthouses on the horizon and seagulls flapping around the window outside of the studio, then everything is good in the world.
That's right. Or another one, if you can see two lighthouses and the sea splashing around you and seagulls, you know you're not in Huddersfield.
Mm, it is true.
Which is another one. We're in a hotel, which is very bizarre. If you just switched on, we're still in Sunderland, and we brought all the gear that we used to do the show on Friday, and we've stuck it in a hotel suite. And it's very, very surreal. And our executive producer is sitting on one side of the bed eating a sandwich. And one of our engineers, working very hard today, sitting on the other side of the bed, they look like the odd couple, don't they?
And from where we are here, on the other side of a huge wardrobe is Dom and Carrie. We can't see them because the wardrobe's in the way.
I can see Dom via the wonder of a mirror, which they put on the bed, a full-length mirror, right? So I can see Dominic and he can see me.
You're looking very nice.
Watch this. How many fingers am I holding up?
Five.
Technically four and one thumb, but I'll let you have that.
Okay, thank you.
How about now?
Two.
How about now?
Just the one.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Dom, how many fingers am I holding up?
I can't see you.
Come round. 10, as in £10, Dominic.
Oh, right, Dave.
Oh, listen, you know, talking of that bet with the money that he owes me, well, that's not the only thing that needs to be settled today, because you owe Joe Wiley £100.
Oh, it's not number
it's
one,
It's gone to number
it?
One. You know the bet about Akon not going to number one? Well, it's only gone and done it.
Is Akon number one?
Yeah.
So where's Amarillo? Brilliant.
Texas.
Good to see you all listening to the chart yesterday, then, everybody. We can see the sea. So we're in, we may as well say where we are.
Hmm.
And there are people driving to work past us, round the little roundabout. Yeah, mate, don't wave while you're driving your car, you Ed. Fella driving around a roundabout, waving. Yeah, and now if you're going to lose control of a car at any point...
Don't do it on a roundabout.
And don't do it at a roundabout, next to the sea.
Hmm.
Because left or right, you're a goner. That's the sound of the sea, by the way, in the background. Can we turn the sea up a little bit?
And that's the sound of a Ford Fiesta going round the roundabout.
Yeah, that slightly ruined it, didn't it, really? Sadly. So we're going to have all day today lots of highlights from Radio 1's big weekend in Sunderland. You're going to love what we're about to play next. If you're in the car, tired, cold, on the way to work, this is definitely going to wake you up. Sunderland. So it's the only problem about doing massive weekends like this is it's so good, you've got to go back to reality at some point. And because it's a big weekend, the back to reality moment is Monday morning.
Which is now.
Yeah, which is a downer.
Mm.
If you didn't go, you didn't have a ticket, so you heard lots of it on the radio, because it was brilliant.
They, right, the Basement Jacks were absolutely fantastic yesterday.
I must have.
The whole of the main tent was just jumping up and down in unison. It was, because, I don't know, I mean, rightly or wrongly, I don't really think about the Basement Jacks as being a good live band, you know? I don't sort of think of them in that way, but they were incredible.
I'll pass it on.
I know you'll be pleased. I was on Felix's birthday yesterday as well. And everyone sung happy birthday to him in the tent.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
They did.
Everybody
in the main tent sang happy birthday to Felix.
Coxie tried to get everyone to sing it. She got one line in and then packed up. And they did a little live acoustic thing. But one of the girls who sings the Basement Jacks loves me.
Does she?
Yeah. She's the one on the Oh My Gosh record that goes, no.
Her.
And every time she saw me, she'd scream my name. I don't know about that. At the end of the night, I actually missed the entire set. So, you guys are brilliant. Woo! Did you see him? No, I missed him. Dave, shut that curtain, will you? Oh, I can't believe I'm moaning about the sun. All right, on my back through the window.
How's that?
It's boiling. That's great. It's boiling, though, isn't it?
It's beautiful. We just seen two geese fly past. They've gone now.
Right. If you have worked out where we are, by the way, and you are waving, only wave if you're a passenger in the car and not the driver. As we're opposite a roundabout next to the sea, you take your hand off the wheel, left or right or straight on, ain't going to be good for you. You're careering off the road. So, you know, be sensible and be safe. So highlight was Basement Jacks for you.
Was one of many highlights over the weekend. Big highlight from yesterday. Kasabian on Saturday were stunning as well, I think.
Right. Kaiser Chiefs were great.
Kaiser Chiefs, very impressed. Never seen them before.
Jamiroquai was very good. JK was on good form last night. They haven't done that for a couple of years. But and he was really nervous before he went on. Like, really, really nervous.
Did you see him before he went on?
Yeah. He came out and watched a bit of Basement Jacks. Mm-hmm. He went on before Jamiroquai. And he walks out when they're doing Where's Your Head At? He lasted about 2 minutes before he went, oh, I better go and get ready.
And he had you know, he wears funny hats, doesn't he, Mr. JK? And he had a black hat on, which looked like a candelabra, all with sort of pointy bits coming out.
Very silly. He's going to get hot and sweaty in a hat like that.
I would have thought it must be difficult to dance in a headpiece as heavy as that.
So photos and highlights, check out the website, bbc.co.uk/radio1, and keep it radio on all day for highlights of the whole big weekend in Sunderland. And don't forget, as of tomorrow, we won't mention this bloody place ever again. Nice to have a little fix of Keane first thing on a Monday morning, isn't it?
Very pleasant.
Somewhere any we know, Radio 1. Coming up, those Nasty Men Caesars, and I bet Nettie and Brew as well, if you're up for that, Dave.
Well up for it.
Meanwhile, let's get some news from Dominic. It's just gone 7:30.
At least 7:34.
That's slightly confused with our engineers, Dominic.
Spike, one of our chief engineers here, is looking perplexed, aren't you, Spike? He's puzzled.
What's the matter, Spike?
Generally, he's confused. But that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with today. Generally, he is a confused man, Dominic.
Yeah, he's kind of looking confused. I have to turn around and have a look. I can see you again in the mirror.
Hi,
it's
Dom.
Brilliant, isn't
Hi.
It, Grace?
Hi.
Dom's behind the wardrobe again.
Yeah. I'm next to a standard lamp and carry.
Mm. We're doing the show live from a hotel this morning, and I've got to tell you, whoever's idea it was to put me backwards in the window, when the sun comes up, it shines directly on it. I'm absolutely boiling. I'm sweating. Seriously. I'm like a mother going through the change. I really am. I can't help myself. I keep doing that thing where you pull your shirt away from yourself.
Would HRT help you?
I hope so. I might have some.
Mm.
Why would you have some, though, Dave?
I don't know. I haven't got any.
Well, you just said, would it help?
I wouldn't advocate taking HRT.
No, I wouldn't either. Mm. I wouldn't have Advocar and HRT.
No way.
That's not a good combination. What am I talking about? What's your highlight of the weekend, Dom?
Chemical Brothers, probably.
Really?
Yeah, they were fantastic.
Superstar DJ.
Here we go.
Carrie? Really good.
I have to say, Chemical Brothers and Basement Jacks.
Right.
Both together.
Carrie was dancing like a mad thing to the Basement Jacks yesterday.
I was hoping you and Jaffa were behind me, and I was going, I hope they don't notice
it
me.
Was embarrassing, frankly, Carrie, at points.
Well, I was just jumping up and down with the crowd. I was only copying everyone else.
Well, I know, but everyone's looking at you.
Oh, come on, Dave. They were awesome.
No, they were. They were. They were very, very special.
Rachel, your favourite bit of the weekend?
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
And the drummer.
Which drummer? Taylor?
Yes.
George Bush. Why?
Why? Do you fancy him?
Because he's gorgeous.
Do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
He was lovely.
I'm with Rachel.
But
he was very,
like,
very
sexy. But I like their set as well.
But women fancy the Foo Fighters, though.
Yeah, see, I don't really understand that.
I wouldn't say no to Dave Grohl,
yeah,
either,
this is
really.
The thing. We're having this conversation.
He'd say no to you, love. Not only because he had his wife there.
Yeah, because, like, it's going to happen.
We're having a conversation about Dave Grohl on the way back from the site on Saturday night, and the girls in the car were saying how much they fancied him and that they'd do anything. I don't see it myself.
I don't fancy him.
I think he's an amazing performer and one of the best rock bands in the world, but I don't think he's a sexy man, is he?
Oh, he is, yeah.
It's his voice.
I can say right here, right now, that I don't want to have sex with Dave Grohl.
Mm. And me.
That's quite an admission.
I'm sorry about that. There's a band next door. Keep it down, lads. Anyway, as I was saying, now I don't want to jump into bed with Dave Grohl and have some free
whoopee.
You know, yeah. Because I'm still shattered from the last time. Ba bum. No, those were the wrong words to put at the end of that. But you know what I mean. I think I'll move on to the drummer next. Right. Good morning, everybody.
Tony Blackburn, Noel Edmonds, he was next. If DLT could see us now, his face would look perplexed. The upset of the DJs, cause Moyles can't behave. We bet that Noel Edmonds is turning in his radio grave.
I'll admit, Natalie Brulia over the weekend. She'll never do anything for radio whenever again.
Why?
Because she met Alan. Alan met Gwen Stefani.
Oh, she was great.
Almost blew that as well.
No, we can be friends.
I can't remember what you said. You said something to her, and I can't remember what it was.
Was it the drop?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Was it, will you be my best friend? Oh, you didn't say that,
did
you?
That was quite sad.
Did you? I wanted to. Did you meet the Harry Ramsden girls as well?
Yeah, they were there.
Yeah.
They were brilliant on stage.
You liked
them,
didn't you?
Seriously, I know we take the mickey out of them, but they were fantastic. The whole Gwen Stefani thing was fantastic last night.
Yeah, but I don't think those four girls on stage are the same four girls that we saw.
No, they were.
Really?
Sure.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Because when they'd finished, right, and they went off stage, they were kind of in and out of the tour bus, and I was in the way of one of them. I went, sorry, and she goes, all right, don't worry. And they looked like they'd finished their dance routine, and then that was it. Whereas before, they followed around like a mad smell.
Mm. That's true.
So there you go.
There you go.
And none of them said, you know, tikkity kowow or whatever, you know, whatever they
sayonara.
Said.
Sayonara.
That's what I said, yeah.
Konnichiwa.
Instead, she went, oh, don't worry about it, it's all right.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, your English is very good, my love. Maybe it's just me, I don't know. However, Gwen was great. Who else did you meet?
Did I meet? I met Black Eyed Peas on the weekend.
Ah, Black Eyed Peas.
I also met the Kaiser Chiefs.
Oh. Did you?
Yeah, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. And would you class them as friends now? Did you ask them if they'd be your friends?
No, I didn't actually.
Right. Is that why you just asked Dave what the name of the lead singer is?
No, I was wondering why was that. Was it Ricky?
It was Ricky.
He was very.
Or is Ricky?
I really liked Ricky. He was a very funny guy.
Now, obviously, having met them, do you now know why they're called the Kaiser Chiefs yet?
Didn't ask that.
No. Did you not?
No. Would you want to tell me?
Yeah. Do you not care?
I care, yeah. Why are they called Kaiser Chiefs?
They're called the Kaiser Chiefs because they're a Leeds band, are the Kaiser Chiefs.
Yeah.
Big Leeds United fans. And Lucas Radebe, whose testimonial match Chris went to last Monday,
yeah,
is from South Africa and used to play for a South African football team called the Kaiser Chiefs. And that is where the band took their name from.
Oh.
Testimonial, by the way, is when you've been at a club for 10 years. I saw you looking
Thank
confused
you. Yeah,
at that one as well.
Wow, okay.
And that player was Lucas Radebe.
Was it?
AKA the Chief.
Wow.
And that is where the name comes from.
Right. So tell us that story again. Why are they called Kaiser Chiefs?
Because there was a footballer who Chris went to his testimonial, and he's from South Africa, and he played for a team called Kaiser Chiefs.
Well,
there you go.
Spot on.
Cool.
Good. Shall we hear your interview with them?
Yes, okay.
CD one.
It's not the most in-depth of musical interviews.
Something tells me it's not. If you're not even interested in where they got their name from, or...
I'm interested, just never thought of asking.
You don't know the name of the lead singer. I think this is going to be a great interview.
Okay.
Will you be my friend? this is Alan backstage at Sunderland yesterday with the Kaiser Chiefs.
Hi, I'm Aled from the Chris Moyles Breakfast Show. Who are you?
I'm Ricky from Kaiser Chiefs.
I'm Peanut from Kaiser Chiefs.
I'm Nick from Kaiser Chiefs.
Welcome to Sunderland and Radio 1's Big Weekend.
Oh, thank you very much.
Have you heard the Chris Moyles Breakfast Show?
I've never heard the Breakfast Show because I'm always somewhere else or in bed or...
Okay. And despite the fact the plugger was panicking and giving you all faces, you're going to stick to that.
These lot have heard it. I haven't.
I have heard it.
I have heard it, and I know who you are, because he always takes the mickey out of you, doesn't he?
Well, that's part of the job, isn't it?
Okay, fine.
well, the Red Nose Valley that we did, we went from John O'Groats down to Land's End, right? And we had a tour bus ourselves.
And you had the 18 van.
Yeah, and our... We had all that, that's right. And our tour bus was owned by REM before us.
Yeah.
So that's kind of posh.
This bus we're currently on now, the back lounge is now a lounge, but it used to be a big double bed for Gwyneth and Chris. Ooh. That's Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin.
How many beds are on there now?
I've got eight. But the bigger than that are the bus. And I had a really good sleeping on the way up here from Leeds.
Yeah. Last question. What do you wear in bed? Are you all in pyjamas, people?
I'm in pyjamas.
Pyjamas. Oh, the pants I did the gig in.
What do your pyjamas look like?
Mine are old-fashioned Captain Mannering pyjamas.
Nice.
Brushed cotton.
Yeah, mine are a similar style, but I wear sort of some shorts instead of the pyjama bottoms.
See, I saw Care Bear pyjamas for you. I don't know why.
Care Bear pyjamas?
Yeah,
I grew out of those when I was 15.
Oh, yeah. Just me, then, clearly. Any chance, lastly, of a drop for the Chris Moyles Show?
No problem.
Would you mind saying, hi, Kaiser Chiefs, whenever we're in the UK, we always listen, pop me, to the Chris Moyles Show on Radio 1.
Can you say, we always listen, apart from Nick, to the Chris Moyles Show. Hello! Say hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello! Hello! We're Kaiser Chiefs, and whenever we're in the UK, we always, well, apart from Nick, we always listen to the Chris Moyles Breakfast Show on Radio 1.
They were great, weren't they?
Definitely.
Thank you very much.
Oh, pleasure.
Right,
sorry.
No worries,
all right,
mate.
Sir.
Yeah. All right.
You done? Definitely a musical highlight for me from yesterday. I've never seen them perform before, the Kaiser Chiefs, and I was very, very impressed.
I like that. We're in a hotel room this morning. In a hotel room. We're still in Sunderland. I think Whitey's going to take over as well, so she'll be in a hotel room as well. And then Colin and Edith. Are they back in London?
Are they? Did they go back last night, did they?
No, hang on. They were until 11 last night.
Yeah.
So, and then they're flying back this morning. Well, Colin Murray can afford it. He's loaded.
Yeah, that's true.
Edith's been spending all her MTV money.
Is she?
Yeah. I mean, they can afford that. Wiley, tight as anything, stayed up here. Did you see get around him last night?
Joe Wiley?
Yeah. No. Well, rest my case. Short arms, long pockets, Joe Wiley. Although she kissed me on the mouth yesterday.
Did she properly?
Yeah.
Was she drunk?
No, she wasn't drunk, but she did. She gave me a little kiss. You know, you go to kiss someone, and I don't like kissing people on the cheek, so I offer my cheek. I'm an offerer, right? So I go to do that, and she just steams in, plants one right in my mouth.
Are you more of a taker than a giver, then, in that respect?
I wouldn't be so childish. It's the UK's number one. And I tell you, seriously, just like his name, it is a con. Mr. Lonely. It's a bloody disgrace. I'll tell you that for nothing.
But yeah, you're only smarting because...
A con.
You're a wily 100
pounds. It's a bloody nightmare. Yeah, I bet with Joe Wiley plays this, she goes... this song that was like so good, number one, because it's like so great, and I don't think, and it's great, isn't it? This is solo. Oh, it's gonna go to number one now. But once in the studio, I went, thank us to number one, Joe, I'll give you 100 quid, and it's number one. Thanks very much for buying that song. 8199. Are you responsible for that going to number one? I'd like.
Who's that?
That's the first text. That's from Joe Wiley. It's from Joe Wiley's husband saying, Chris, our garage is full of copies of Akon.
Is it?
Yeah. So, if you bought a copy of Akon, I want you to text us, 8199, and start your message with the words, I'm an idiot.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
You can be anonymous as well if you're embarrassed to say such.
Anybody in the room buy it? Brilliant. No. See? I don't know. Look. Did we put the call in about the... the thing I asked you to do?
Yes.
All right, we did, OK.
Yes, it's gone in.
All right, fine.
We'll chase it up today.
Yeah, we should.
Brilliant.
We've got maybe a parody of it coming.
Have we?
Yeah. Genius idea. I came up with a great idea. Number one, the idea. Number two, get someone else to do it.
Oh, it wasn't the one that we were talking about the other day.
Probably. I don't know.
The one about the newsreader?
No.
No. No, it's a different one. Nicholas Witchell.
That one.
Nicholas. Oh, right, OK.
No. Got that?
Yeah.
Right, good. I can't say it because some crappy local station will end up doing it and nicking it. And that just isn't on. Right?
Right.
Lovely. Good Lord, just checking out the pips there. You obviously know what the time is. We'll play the Coral in the morning in a second. We'll play Studio B, I See Girls. First of all, let's get some news and sport with Dominic and Carrie. It's 8 o'clock.
It's now 3 minutes past eight. It's still 3 minutes past eight. Yes, it is. Thanks, Chris. That'll do. I think.
Really?
3 minutes past eight.
I'm just trying to jazz it up a little
bit. No, it's good. I mean, you know, you can only jazz up the time a certain way. Still 3 minutes past eight.
Yeah, no, you don't have to tell the time after it.
Right.
I'm just trying to make it a bit more hip.
Okay, it sounds hip. Do you want to do the weather in hip fashion?
Yeah, okay, here
all right,
we go.
Cool, then. It's a chilly and sunny start. Then you go one. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Right, okay, right.
Are you ready?
Ready.
It's a chilly and sunny start for many places, but showers later for northern and eastern parts of the UK. It's actually now 4 minutes past eight. No, brilliant.
Yay!
Here we go, then. I asked you to text in if you're an idiot and you bought the Akon record. I'm an idiot. I love that squeaky Tweety Pie voice, says Kim.
I'm an idiot, but it has to be the best song ever, says Phoebe.
No, it isn't, Phoebe. You're wrong. And it's stupid. I'm an idiot, but I bought it before I knew who was capable of such ear-bleeding material. See, you bought it, obviously, because you heard it, so you don't just buy it if you haven't heard it.
Other idiots include Gavin in Cardiff, Adam on the A38, and a quite rightly anonymous one at the end.
Jack says I'm an idiot because I got it from my girlfriend, Jo, to say sorry. So, now, what's he got to say sorry for getting her that record? So, there you go.
It's like the Mediterranean out of this window.
Do you think?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
We should go outside, actually.
Rachel just said, if you're then old, why don't you go outside and cool down for a minute? Take a microphone with you, obviously. You can talk. So we're going to go outside and stand by the sea, which I've got to be honest, is brilliant for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's so hot in this room. And number two, I've been dying to let one go since about 7 o'clock.
Nice. Nice.
Well, thanks for that.
I've got to be honest, the amount of alcohol that I had on the weekend, seriously, I'm sitting here.
You can't do it with confidence, can you?
Not at all. Well, no, it's not that. It's just I can't say what it's going to be. It's going to be a stinker.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, let's go outside
now. I'm going to go get my shoes on.
Right.
So, shall I see you downstairs?
Sorry, you what?
Get my shoes on.
Why? Where are your shoes?
In my hotel room.
Why?
Well, because I haven't left the hotel, therefore no need for outside footwear.
Okay, fair enough. That's all right, then.
See you downstairs, yeah.
All right, goodbye. Hey, Dominic, what time is it?
It's now 5 minutes past eight.
Brilliant.
Thank you. You're warm under the duvet. You're listening in the shower. You're running late again. You must be there in half an hour. You might be going to work. It may be school or college. So drink your tea and eat your toast. And don't forget the porridge. Studio B and I See Girls from Radio 1. Hello, good morning, it's Monday. You alright, Dave? Have you not got a mic? No?
Can you not?
Yeah, you are.
Right, we're on now.
Okay.
I can see you now, we're down here on the beach.
We are in Sunderland, for those of you just waking up, and we decided to do the show from the hotel room, so it was, believe it or not, actually easier than going back to London, and that's the story that we're sticking by, so if anybody moans, tough. So we thought we'd come outside. Basically, what we've done is they put us in the window of this hotel room, and the sun is glorious this morning. It's a beautiful morning. And I'm dying in the heat. I'm sweating.
Well, it's like a greenhouse up there, because, hello, good morning. With the sun coming in, it was just roasting. So we're out here now. We're just at the top of the stairs on the main prom, right by on the beach, and it's beautiful.
Rachel goes, go outside and cool down. And with the wonders of modern technology, we can. See, I want to know how far we can go. Can we go swimming?
can we walk up to the lighthouse, you think, before losing the signal?
You can. It's miles away, so
I'll go for a stroll.
All right, then. You go there. Right, well, those two in there. I've got one of your hairs, by the way, on my face.
Who's my hairs?
One of
that's
Rachel's.
Probably Carrie's, what you've just been doing to her.
Carrie's yours, it's so many hairs. What can I tell you? So many women, you never know who's who. Right, so yesterday, obviously, were another big day for the weekend. Jamiroquai played at the end of the day. They were absolutely superb. And we thought we'd go and have a little chat with Mr. JK after his set. And this is what happened.
This is Radio 1's Big Weekend.
Sunderland.
Today we cross live backstage to somewhere to Moyles meets JK.
We are live in one of the dressing rooms, Edith. And I'm pleased to see that it's not just me that's losing my voice. Thank you very much. Mr. JK.
Hello there, Radio 1. Lovely, lovely people. Sunderland. What a great crowd they were.
So, before you go on, you stick your head out to watch a bit of the band that's on before you. Yeah. That just so happened to be Basement Jacks.
I know, and they were fantastic, and they really worried me. I do wish they wouldn't do that. I mean, typical that I happen to go over there when they're doing Where's Your Head At? And, you know, and there's 20,000 people all jumping up and down. I went, right, quickly, get back to the dressing room, start warming up, get yourself together, otherwise they're going to cane us.
So, when was the last time you and the band did that in front of about 15,000 people?
Oh, the last time we did that? Well, we haven't done that for 2 years, really. That's the first outing with the troops. And they did really well. I think, you know, I mean, we tried to change up some of the songs that people knew. And I had a bit of voice trouble this morning, actually, and I strained my shoulder. So every time we kind of went to sing, it actually hurt. It's such a physical thing out there, you know. And, you know, and it's, I'm just not as young as I used to be. And you find that all that leaping around is great, but you just run out of breath, you know, because we're not in that sort of like, hi, I've got a little sort of radio microphone thing that's clapped around my ear and it's all mimed, you know. So, but the crowd were fantastic. The response was great. To come back like that, it really felt nice, you know. They were well up for it. They obviously had a great day and they were cracking.
At which point during the set do you think to yourself, we got it? We got it now.
I thought it was when Space Cowboy came, because when Space Cowboy, I think everybody knows it, and we hadn't done that. We didn't do any of that on the last tour. I was going to do Versus Sound, and I didn't do it, because it's a real, you know, it's a bit of a sod to sing, really, that one. But we will do that on the thing. But Space Cowboy, I felt like I had him. Because the thing is, because when you're on that stage, you know, like the first number is really quite a heavy number, Revolution. But we weren't hearing it. I think it always takes Rick, who's doing my sound out the front, a little while, obviously, to dial it in, because it is that festival scenario. So you're walking on, and that's it. Man, that's what sorts out the men from the boys, to be honest. Or the boys from the men.
So, new material, now you're back. And you've made your mark again.
Yes.
What new stuff have you got coming out for us?
I mean, I've just got, you know, there's some, just the album's coming out soon, and it's just got nice stuff, you know. I mean, it's like, we're really pleased with it. And I'm just pleased to be able to still be in the game, to be honest, after, you know, it's 13, 14 years now, and to still be there, you know, it's obviously, there's some great fans out there and stuff, and so I just wanted to, you know, do something that was, we've tried to make it different, but I think you've got to stay within your own parameters, you know. I think sometimes people say, oh, you know, your stuff sounds the same, but it's like, it's sort of like saying Beethoven sounds a bit like Bach because he keeps using strings, you know. Do you know what I mean?
It's going to be a bit funky when it comes to you.
That's not the point. The point is, what about, you're supposed to, I keep inviting you and asking you, begging you, to come down and do the show from my pub.
I'm well up for it.
Smallest pub in Britain.
Hello.
And I say that we pick a date and just say, let's do it.
Let's do it this week.
I get the topless barmaids in.
Oh, yes.
Because I know that will perk your morning up. So, one topless barmaid.
Right.
One Chris Moyles.
Yes.
One JK.
Yes.
Lots of silliness. And some drinking.
I think that's a great idea. So Thursday morning.
And I did say I would cook you breakfast. Do you like black pudding?
I love black pudding.
Of course you like black pudding. Do you like proper Lincolnshire pork sausages?
Yes.
Do you like fried bread, and do you like a separation between your eggs and your beans?
Yes.
I don't like it when my beans run next to my egg.
I hate it when my beans go into my egg.
I hate it when my beans... And do you know what else? Now, I will say, though, Are you one of those people that puts your tomato sauce or your HP all over your breakfast, or do you do a little dollop on the side?
Don't like tomato sauce on egg. I think it's wrong.
I think tomatoes... I've never understood... And that's the other thing as well. If you've got a watery tomato, it must have a separation between the beans and the eggs, because if the water from the tomato gets near the beans and then goes on the egg, it's over for me, and I'll have to abandon the breakfast. So you just tell me what your specifications, your special requirements, if you want fresh coffee, Colombian, Kenyan, Brazilian. Do you know what I mean? Do you want your orange juice squeezed by nuns? Do you know what I mean? You tell me what you do. You like a feather pillow while you eat your breakfast?
Okay.
Put your big bottom on.
It's not that big.
It's quite big though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sort of.
All right, leave it.
Okay, I will.
Right, Thursday morning, then we'll come out to your house and do the show from your house.
Thursday morning. I am overjoyed. You know it's the smallest pub in Britain.
I know. I'm glad to see it.
You know it's not licensed, but it doesn't have to be because it's a private pub.
And it's free.
And it's free. And in fact, that's the wonderful thing about this pub. It has no bloody till. which is starting to really annoy me, because I don't know how much it cost me to run, but it's...
Well, from Thursday morning, then, we'll do the show from JK's house while nibbling his nuts in his pub. Lovely.
Ah, Big D nuts.
Well, obviously, the barmaid will have those.
Pork scratchings I've got as well.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, so am I, really.
Listen, thank you on behalf of Radio 1 and all the listeners. You guys, seriously, were great out there tonight.
Thank you. I'd like just like to say to all the people that have listened, all the people that do support the band, you know, over the years and listen to us, and people like yourself who play our records, it's really nice of you. And I thought the Sunderland crowd were absolutely fantastic. And I hope that everybody likes the new album and comes to all the shows and just waves their things in the air.
This is Radio 1's Big Weekend. Sunderland.
What's wrong with the world, Mama? I'll tell you what's wrong with the world. We play a JK interview, and then Alan decides to play the Black Eyed Blooming Peas.
Do you know what? I blame the machines. I don't know how, but I do.
No, we blame you.
But the weirdest thing is, surely you would have had to listen to it to time the intro, so it all mixed perfectly. And I'm thinking, why is Jamiroquai doing Where Is the Love?
That is true. I did time it perfectly, but unfortunately, it was the wrong track. Okay, anyway.
Do you know, hang on, do you know, we were so impressed that we're standing at the seaside, there's a fella just walking past us with his two dogs to go for a walk on the beach.
Good morning.
And so we're standing on the seafront, right, with modern technology. We are literally staring at the sea and live on the radio to the world. I'm thinking, how seamless is this? And then you play the wrong bloody track.
Well, technology can't replace my faults, unfortunately.
Well, no, that's evident.
Well,
it has been for years.
Actually, a computer could replace you. And there are some job cuts coming up, Al.
That is true.
I think you've just added your name to the potential list.
Anyway, here's Jamiroquai.
All right, yeah, OK, then. Excuse me, that was a bit late enough for
it's Jamiroquai and Canty live from Radio 1's Big Weekend in Sunderland yesterday. An absolutely blistering set. They've not done live stuff for a long, long time, but JK and the rest of them absolutely fantastic, and the crowd went mad. Now, Chris is on his way back up to the studio in the hotel room. I am sat on the seafront here, and I have presents for us all because, very kindly, we've just been delivered some Seaburn Rock from Pauline and Alison, who've just come along from the post office up the way. So thank you very much to them. We have rock for everybody, for Dom and Carrie and Chris and Rachel and
I don't like rock.
Are you not having rock?
No, it's bad for my teeth.
Okay, well, there's an extra one from Rachel if she wishes. Now, are you back in position, Mr. Moyles?
Well, kind of. I'm on your microphone, and Alan's bent over the desk.
Okay. Not for the first time.
It's not even his birthday, yeah. You know what I mean?
You would never know. It's Athlete and Wires. The technology side of doing a show from a hotel in Sunderland with Dave out in the seafront, who's talking to a couple of blokes who are walking on the way to work. It's quite bizarre. And Fergus, our executive producer, rings Mikey, who's pressing the buttons in Manchester, and we actually have a discussion about whether or not we're going to have the Pips at 8:30. So I'm going to say, Mikey, thanks for that. They sounded great. You could set your watch by them, couldn't you? I mean, I must admit, they were quite quiet. Too quiet for you, Ferg?
Yeah.
Mikey, apologise, please.
He's not in that room.
He's not in the room? Well,
no, he's on the other side of the glass.
Oh, is he? So he hasn't got a microphone?
No.
Oh, okay, then. Probably just as well.
Sorry.
You see? So you have got a microphone.
But no cans.
No cans, which is technical talk for headphones, boys and girls. No cans. That's all right. Apologise one more time.
Sorry.
There you go. That's okay. Right, can Dave hear us? Dave, are you still out there as well?
Yes, I'm still out here on the seafront. Have you been earwigging our conversation then?
Yeah, there's now a couple of... Well, there's a dog near you, Dave. There's a dog.
Well, there's actually two dogs. There is a Dalmatian that's just come up, and then there's another... well, it's a brown-looking dog. Good morning to you. Hello, fellas.
Did those guys you're talking to go to the weekend?
Yes, they did. In fact, rather conveniently, one went on Saturday and one went on Sunday. So
beautiful.
We've just been having musical highlights from both of them. The Kaiser Chiefs featured heavily, as did the Black Eyed Peas. So, so yeah, very, very happy people all around in the city of Sunderland this morning.
Good. And obviously big fans of our show.
Absolutely.
Are they on the way to work?
One is on his way to work. I didn't catch your name, sorry.
Phil
is on his way to work. Oh. And Paul clearly isn't, because Paul is wearing shorts. He's a job seeker, apparently. Is Paul.
Tell him to get a job.
But he looks like he's going jogging instead.
Tell him stop, Dave. Tell him stop scrounging off the stage
exactly.
And go and work for a living.
He's saying you're a scrounger, Paul.
I'm going to say none.
Right, okay.
Right, okay, brilliant.
Lovely.
Well, moving on. Bye, Dave.
Bye-bye.
Oh, right, coming up next, get your radio up nice and loud. Snoop Dogg, Justin Timberlake, Science, Kasabian and Clubfoot. Two top songs coming up after we get the news and the sport with Dominic and Carrie. It's just gone 8:30.
The AA wants to scrap 70-mile-an-hour speed limits on our motorways in some areas and put it up to 80. Critics believe people will end up driving much faster, though. But Andrew Howard from the AA Motoring Trust disagrees.
We're talking about the motorways which are monitored, the motorways where you can change the speed limit. We're not talking about 70 now means 80. We're talking about 80 means 80.
Tony Blair is set to finish...
Dominic, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Go on, what's the matter?
It's been bugging me all morning.
Yeah.
Okay. The AAs want to scrap 70-mile-an-hour speed limits.
Yeah.
Okay? And put it up to 80.
Yeah.
Critics believe people will end up driving faster.
Yeah. Yes.
If you're going to go from 70 to 80...
Yeah. Technically, you're
going to be about, on average, 10 miles per hour faster.
What they mean is that people are going to go...
But hang on.
Mm.
So critics believe people will end up driving much faster.
Mm.
However, Andrew Howard from the AA Motoring Trust, actually, he disagrees. He thinks if you put it up from 70 to 80, you'll drive at 60.
Yeah, I can only agree with
you. And then to prove his point, he ends with 80. Some people think that 70 means 80, but no, 80 means 80. And it's been amusing me all morning.
Good. Well, listen, we are here to amuse.
That's great.
Thank you very much.
How's that Tony Blair getting on, by the way?
I'll tell you, he's about to finish sorting out his top team in government today.
It means the Reds miss out on qualifying for the Champions League via the Premiership. Still, Rafa Benitez is turning his attention to other things.
It was a possibility, but we try until the end to fight for this position. And then, now it's not possible, then we need to think about the final.
What's that noise?
What is that noise?
Are you rustling?
No, I could hear you. You obviously left your mic on. I could hear you moving your scripts and coughing, Karen.
No, that wasn't me.
Was you?
I was very still with my papers.
That's Chris reading a newspaper during our sport.
Well, that's just...
Get on with it!
That's rubbish. In the SPL, Celtic beat Aberdeen 2-0. They're now 2 points clear of Rangers with two games to go. Johnny Wilkinson's been included into Clive Woodward's squad for this summer's Lions Tour of New Zealand. And Kimi Raikkonen won the Spanish Grand Prix in Barcelona. Championship leader Fernando Alonso was second.
And the weather's going to be a chilly start for many areas, staying dry though across... Hang on, I'm finished, yeah? Dry across
it's
Wales.
Dance weather.
Oh, yeah, okay. Dry across Wales. Do that one. Northern Ireland and Southwest England. It's time for an Oxfordshire A road. This time it's the A34. Delays northbound at the B430. Don't worry about it too much, though. It's nice and sunny in Sunderland. Just gone 8:37.
On your script, because I need to know what words you're saying so I can play the jingles,
yeah.
I noticed you added the word, to the end of One Road Travel, but I predicted it somehow.
Mm. Really?
So, yeah, so when you said, blah, 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 it's nice to sit in Sunderland,
yeah.
I felt there was a coming.
Do you know why? Because I never know how to spell it. And just in case anyone is reading our script, I like it all to be sort of factually correct spelling-wise. And is it three M's or is it four? Who's to say?
Are you a bit anal, Dom?
No, I'm just saying.
I think you are.
We're on the air.
8:38 now.
You two have your private pervy chats off the air.
No, oi.
It's live on the radio.
I mean pervy, I'm just wondering how you spell it.
Do you know what?
8-1-1-9.
And start your message with the word.
Mmm.
Oh, dear. I'm so tired this morning. I have such a great weekend. Such a fabulous weekend. And it's been brilliant. And it's a beautiful day. And we're heading back on the train to London, aren't we, at the end of the show?
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully I'll get some sleep, unless Rachel decides to... Can we do a quick meeting about tomorrow's show? At which point her head will go straight through the putty wagon, all the way through to the back carriage. Sorry, but it will. Dave, could you still hear me outside on the seafront here at Sunderland?
Yes, I can. I'm sat here with a very unhappy producer who's going...
not for the first time, I'm sure.
How rude!
What's he saying? Turn it up a call, cheer him.
Shut up!
Big fat cheeky cat!
If you do see Rachel, by the way, if you're a passenger in a car and only a passenger, please feel free to yell out the window, "Run, Rachel!" She'll love that.
You know, yesterday, Chris, I signed a lot of autographs saying "Umbongo."
Really? Good girl.
Yes. Oh, she did, yes, I saw her.
That's Rachel's drink sorted out for the next 6 months.
Mm.
Other drinks conceived in the Congo are available, of course.
Rachel's corporate sponsorship deal.
Yeah. Umbongo and bacon.
Move it on.
Right, where do you want to go next? I'm back at the radio desk in the hotel room. You're still outside.
Listen, I'm going to stay here, I think, for a little while. In fact, I think I might do TDS on the beach.
We're not telling anyone where we are, are we?
Well, no, but
there's a lot of people coming down to Seaburn and hang outside the front of the Marriott Hotel.
Well, thank you.
It's all right.
So it should be a very, very crowded TDS Link beachside.
It's quite obvious to find Dave. He's the bloke sitting on the wall at the seafront with a microphone and a pair of headphones on.
Oh, you won't, but I didn't tell you before, by the way. I stood here outside on the front, and I was going to say, it's a shame there's not anywhere to sit down, really. There's no benches or anything. And I look out the window now, right, honestly. Turn around behind you, look out the window. I failed to spot approximately, I don't know, 300 to 400 benches all the way along here, which I'm sat on one of them.
Nice.
Do you like that?
I like, but you look great.
Thank you.
Can you see me?
I can see you.
Hello.
You look resplendent.
You coming out again?
What am I doing, Rachel? You just have decided it.
How many breeds of dogs have you spotted, Dave?
So far, I've seen three. One was a Dalmatian dog, one was a red setter, and another was a brown dog.
Nice.
Brown
Thank
dog.
You.
Mm, that well-known breed, brown.
Hey, listen, I've got Rock in my pocket as well. For
Sorry?
You guys.
Well, right, Dave.
Yeah, what a lovely image everybody's got first thing in the morning. I've got Rock in my pocket.
What am I going to do?
Who said that?
Me, sorry.
Was that you, Dominic?
Sorry, yeah.
What's a rock in my pocket? What am I going to do? Yeah, okay. Good morning! Right, it's 29. Let's go with a bit of Snoop Dogg next.
We met Simon Cowell. We met Elton John. We met 50 Cent. And we're friends with Pete Tong. There's one more guest we'd really like. Gotta make the show a hit. Chris wants Abby Titmuson, cause he thinks she's really fit.
And we've had her on, of course. And this is very old Chindle. Still nice to hear it again, eh?
Chris Moyle Show.
Oh, yeah.
National Radio.
To save me that Radio 1. So, I've come back outside, and I'm with Rachel. And we thought, Dave's still on the beach, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm here, on the beachfront.
So what we thought we'd do is, a nice little trick thing, where we've come to the phone box outside the hotel.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, well, I said to Rachel, right, we'll do a competition, read out the phone number.
Yeah.
And then the first person to ring it, you've just seen it.
Brilliant.
The first person to ring it wins a prize.
Fantastic, okay? I like
so
that.
So as I'm walking towards the phone box, I realised that, obviously we're in Sunderland, there's a phone box, right, which I'm at now, and when you open it and go inside, right, the phone's gone. It's been nicked.
Nice.
So all the signs are here, right?
Yeah.
But there's no machine. It's not like the handle's just gone, the whole thing's gone.
Well, that's going to limit your competition then, isn't it?
But right in front of it, where the phone should be, is a sign saying, telephone kiosk review.
Right.
Whatever company is responsible for them are working hard to secure a long-term future for payphones across the UK, despite a decline in use. That's why there's a decline in use. It's gone.
You should memo them and give them your thoughts.
No, they're taking it away.
Hey, listen, by the way, I've seen a fourth breed of dog. I've just seen a Staffordshire Bull Terrier.
Beautiful, man. Did he get a photo on the camera?
No, but it was quite a scary dog. Carrie, at the moment, you won't be able to see her because she's below the promenade, but she's running on the beach in a Pamela Anderson sort of way. She's been to see him back.
I like that. Hello, you all right?
All right, man.
I'm good, thank you, man.
Good.
All right there, son.
Both hands on the wheel, please. That's the law. And, how are you? Do you know what I mean? It's like when we did the Red Nose Rally. The amount of people who were trying to take photos hanging out of a car.
It's the law.
What are you doing? You're mad. So, please, drive safely.
May I very quickly make an announcement?
We just lost some listeners. We can't afford to lose anymore.
Either.
Yes?
We just had Steve come up to say hello on the front here, and he just wants to say happy anniversary to Tracy, his wife of 13 years. So happy anniversary to Steve and Tracy Calder. 13 years today, they got married on May the 9th, which was the last time Sunderland were in an FA Cup final.
Listen, while I'm here, I've got to do some mentions.
Go on.
OK. Number one, this lady came up to me in the bar and gave me a note. It says, Chris, could you please shout out, brackets, don't know if that phrase is passé, close brackets, to my form class, 11 p.m.
Right.
From Harton Tech College. Right.
That's done then.
Do it on Monday, brackets, your breakfast show, close brackets. Now, I like the fact that she's put, can you shout them out on Monday,
yeah,
brackets, your breakfast show, just in case at some point randomly during Monday afternoon, I'm at home playing Xbox and I go, oh, big up to class 11 p.m. You know what I mean? I think she wanted it on the air.
Well, they'll be happy with that mention.
And that's from Mrs. Patterson.
Mrs. Patterson.
And also then, right? Yay! All right, hey. You divvies.
Oi, oi, polite.
All right there, how are you? Hey, it's a bloke in a Beetle. It's a girl's car, son. Hey. Give it to the wife.
has he got his flower vase?
It's not a cigar holder, it's a flower holder. and a big shout out to Newcastle Uni first year dentists from Alex. And then, somebody said to me, will you mention me on the radio tomorrow? This young lad, only a little lad. And I said, I'll try my best. Because I've got to be honest, when people generally ask me, I lie and say, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's way too late enough. And he's called Daniel, and I said I'd do it about 8:30 for him. So, good morning, Daniel. It's a bit late, but hello, fella. And nice meeting
you. Oh, this was a little lad that we met in the bar yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Right, do you want to go into it now, or do you want to go into it a second, Rachel?
Now.
Now,
please.
I'm drinking in the condo. Right, so yesterday we met Gwen Stefani, and we had to go and do an interview with her. We didn't have to. She asked. She insisted I do it, by the way, Dave.
I heard that, actually.
And she wanted to do it on her tour bus, literally just minutes after she came off stage. So we're sitting on the back of her beautiful tour bus doing a live interview with Gwen Stefani, and it sounded like this.
This is Radio 1's Big Weekend.
Sunderland.
We're live at 7:30. We're on the tour bus that belongs to Miss Gwen Stefani.
Hello, am I live on the air right now in front of all the English people?
Yeah.
Wow, that is...
And the Welsh and the Scottish and the Northern Irish.
Now I'm even more excited. I can't believe it.
And technically around the world on the World Wide Web.
Whoa!
I know!
But let's just talk about what just happened out there. Can we just talk about that for a second?
Yeah, you certainly can.
That was crazy for me, because I have not played live for real, like a big kind of like... I mean, that's 5 songs in a row. That's like almost doing a show. It was really good.
I think you can go home knowing that the crowd really appreciated it.
Oh, I mean, when they called my name at the beginning, I started getting all shivery and, like, goosebumpy, and then I got really embarrassed, and it was good. It was a good one.
I like it. I like the fact that, though, you get a little bit nervous and a little bit, bearing in mind that you've, with no doubt, you've done this loads of times before, but now, because it's you, you're all excited, it's new.
Well, I mean, I always get pretty excited to go out on stage, but it is different because, you know, it's like... When I go do those songs, it's like I've done them a million times. It's kind of like, it's just, I don't even think when I go out. And this is really, I had to kind of think about it. I was like, okay, wait a minute. But it was good. It was really good. And everybody surrounding me is just people I just kind of just met, you know. And everyone's so talented. And the Harajuku girls were just so sexy and delicious and amazing. And they're distracting me on stage the whole time.
And the crowd, who have been brilliant this weekend, I think they were good with you today.
Yeah, they were good. They were a good one. And you know what? The whole, like... Not to talk about the weather, but it was like, it really added to the drama of the whole thing, you know, the hail and, oh, it was good. I'm going to remember it the rest of my life.
Let me talk about weather with Gwen Stefani. You don't like the rain or the mud.
I do. I like it.
I saw you leaving the tent after you performed.
Well, what happened was I didn't want to get my boots dirty. Hello. But I do like the rain and the mud, actually. Just not... I didn't want to get my tour bus. It was all about the tour bus. I didn't want to get, you know, we sleep in here. We don't want to get all stinky.
Don't look at my trainers then.
Okay. Right. I won't.
Gwen has now got me all fired up because I saw her. What you did. Can I say what happened when, how you got escorted
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Gwen got her minder to carry her.
My minder.
Oh, what? Minder. Bouncer? That friend?
His name is Curtis, and we call him Curtles. And he just carried me because it was all super duper raining and muddy, and so he's like about, how tall do you think he is? I mean, he's massive. It's like
about
nothing.
10 foot.
It's like carrying an infant for him when he carries me. It's really pleasant.
But I asked my boss if he would carry me, and I've broken his back.
My what? My bus?
My boss. Oh. Not my bus. We are on your bus. Oh, let's make fun of the English man with the northern accent. Gwen Stefani.
I was calling it, where are we at? Sunderland. And they were like, no, it's Sunderland. I'm like, no, Sunderland.
It's not Disneyland.
No, it's Disney Sunderland.
And obviously that must be nice that you've worked so hard for so long, and you obviously take a lot of time on your image and the way that you look on stage and everything, for the guy doing the radio on jingles to call you Gwen Stefani.
What do you mean?
You know, Joe told you about that on Friday morning when you're on the phone with Joe Wiley, our voiceover man's calling you Gwen Stefani.
Exactly, they went into it, and she was really interested. All she wanted to talk about was, what do you eat? I was like, that's a really weird question. I'm like, Joe, come on now. Let's get into the music or something.
She's getting older. She's got to start looking after herself. That's all it is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What? Listen, thank you very, very, very much on behalf of all the people here and all the listeners for coming and doing the gig.
I want to thank the listeners for putting up with all the times you guys played that damn song. What you waiting for? That was really great. Thank you.
We love it.
I love that you love it. Thank you.
And Hollaback Girl is brilliant.
Oh, man. We got number one in America 2 weeks running. Hooray! So it's really exciting. Whee! So
ka-ching!
Let's do it over here.
And can I just say, and this is embarrassing, but I have to do it because my male friends would tell me off, the video. Whoa, yes.
Whoa. Thank you. Oh. Hey, can I just shout out to my mom? Happy Mother's Day, Mom. It's Mother's Day in America, so I just want to say Happy Mother's Day. She can't hear, but at least it goes into the vibe.
It's cheaper than a phone call. Hi, Mom. Thanks for everything, and bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gwen Stefani. She was absolutely amazing, and the people of Sunderland will remember that for a long time. So, Gwen Stefani, if you're listening, thank you very much. Right, Dave, you ready?
Yes, I am.
It's the first time you've done a TD Sling sitting on a bench by the seaside.
It is. A special beachfront edition of TD Sling, which is very, very nice.
Later on, we're going to throw Alan into the sea, which will be hilarious. Alan doesn't really like that. However, meantime, David, how do you get to today's TD Sling? For Friday's TD Sling, Gavin Preston can't help falling in love with you.
And Can't Help Falling in Love with You is a terrace anthem of the fans of Sunderland AFC, who yesterday saw their side round off a glorious championship-winning campaign with a 1-0 win over Stoke City. Stoke City's famous fans include TV's Nick Hancock. Often they think it's all over, they think it's all over is a now famous quotation that was first uttered in 1966 by the late Kenneth Wolstenholme. Kenneth Wolstenholme shared the same first name as Kenneth Branagh, who's mates with Emma Thompson, while Emma Thompson shares the same surname as Daley Thompson, who's a former Olympic athlete. Athlete were part of the stunning lineup of Radio 1's Big Weekend in Sunderland, which also included Katie Tunstall, Rooster, Natalie Imbruglia, Kasabian, the Chemical Brothers, the Foo Fighters, the Bravery, Lamar, the Kaiser Chiefs, the Black Eyed Peas, Basement Jacks, Jamiroquai, and Gwen Stefani.
Fanny.
And before Gwen Stefani started to do her solo thing with the Harajuku Girls, she was in a band called No Doubt,
yes.
Which links us to a bit of TD Sling classic No Doubt action right by the seaside here in Seaburn. It is, of course, No Doubt and Don't Speak.
Do you want me to do the pips because we're late?
Yes.
Right, I'll do unofficial pips then, Alan, right?
Okay.
Good. Pip, 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 pip. Wait for it. Pip. So a lot of people forget about No Doubt.
They do, actually. It's nice to hear.
Which were technically a rock band.
Yeah, in their day, weren't they?
Yeah.
You see, actually, in hindsight, possibly they're not the best choice of TD Sling to follow a Gwen Stefani live track, but
where the link goes, nobody knows.
Well, this is it, you see.
Alice?
Yeah?
We're on the beach.
It's great, isn't it?
We're on the beach outside the hotel. And guess what? More exciting news. Dave's just seen yet another breed of dog.
Hey,
wow.
I'm up to number 6.
Which one is it this time, Dave?
Well, number 5 was a Yorkshire... No, Highland Terrier, I think. A West Highland Terrier.
Yeah.
And I've just seen another, well, kind of scary dog. You know, the little ones, like the pit bulls.
And the owner of the black dog is wearing a T-string, because she just bent over to take the lead off the dog.
Yeah, she can't hear us, obviously.
No, she's got a nice ass.
Yes.
It's a beautiful view around, actually. I mean, not just her, but behind us, the sea is crashing in, the waves, we can see the lighthouse and the sun over the sea. It's beautiful, Alan.
And we're going to try to do something which we've never done before, which is half-time on the beach. Rachel, what are you doing? Every time I move, you're walking in front of me.
Can you hear the wind?
Chris?
Yes?
Do you want to do his mistakes first?
What mistakes, Alan?
Well, you know, might be one.
Did you think it was seamless?
I think it was pretty much seamless. Why? What do you have, Alan?
Is this the right music?
Yes.
Yeah, that's nice.
Good. Okay, good. I don't know what I have. Chris, you have it. I just wanted to know whether to play this instant song.
You just wanted to play the theme tune to Treasure Hunt.
I've never pressed go on Treasure Hunt
before.
Right,
fine,
okay. Exciting for me.
We'll just enjoy the Treasure Hunt theme tune then, shall we? Here we go. We're on the beach in Sunderland! Hey, there's another dog coming.
Is he on the lead? I don't like it when they're off the lead.
You're interrupting the song,
sorry. Sorry, we won't talk anymore. Let's hear the music.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you.
So what were the problems? Was there something about
Kevin? Oh, don't worry, Right, it's half time on the show.
Well, we should go for a little amble along the seafront, shouldn't we?
A little amble?
A little amble,
yes. Why don't we go for an amble, Dave?
Me and me.
It's half time on the show. It's a bit where Dave will now say,
let's get ready to amble!
Genius.
Oh, dearie me.
Well done, Dave. Well done.
I tell you what, even with some fresh air, that was hard work this morning. Blimey.
Whoa. Right, so here's the deal. Dave and I and Rachel and John and Spike, engineer. Rob DJ is here. Morning, Rob.
Morning.
We're on the seafront at Seaburn, Sunderland. So if we were to get in the sea,
yep,
and go that way,
we would go to Norway,
yeah.
I think.
And we met some fellas from Norway in the bar last night.
Was it BT
and Klaus? I don't know. Some guys who work for a radio station in Norway, like the equivalent of Radio 1 in Norway, which isn't actually Radio 1, even though there is a Radio 1. It was very confusing. Yes, we came to Radio 1's big weekend to see how you guys do things so we could do similar.
It was nice to compare notes with our European friends, actually, last night, over a couple of pints of bodies in the bar.
Well, these two guys from Radio Station came over because they wanted to do something similar.
Yeah.
So they come over and they see the Foo Fighters and Gwen Stefani, the Black Eyed Peas and Basement Jackson and Chemical Brothers and all that. And they go, we don't think our event would be as big. We may call it one tiny weekend because Norway only has 4 million people. And how many people listen to your show? 7 million. Right. So, yeah.
One average weekend then, live from Oslo, coming soon.
And BT, by the way, every time he said no, he went, nah, like that.
And his mate, it's not BT, the other one, Klaus or whatever his name was, or Sven, he had the funny hair, didn't he?
He had hair of like an 80s, like a flock of seagulls.
Or a little bit Scorpions-esque.
Some 80s band.
I mean, we're not saying that they're backward, our European friends.
No, but they're fashionists.
Yes.
They really had no idea about clothes at all. It's unbelievable. And Rob DJ turns around and goes, hey, there's a Leeds United player from Norway, Erik Bakke. Erik Bakke? What? Erik Bakke? Erik Bakke. Erik Bakke. And he looks at his other friend and he goes, I said, well, yeah, I'll follow that. Erik Bakke. Yeah, yeah, Erik Bakke. Yeah, all right.
But at one point we started to, they started saying, well, you know, do you know much about Norwegian music? And are you up on the current things? And we all just went, aha!
Aha!
being pretty much the only musical act that we could name from Norway until we came up with Lena Marlin later on, which I thought was a masterstroke.
Rob DJ has a conversation with a man from a radio station in Norway, Norwegian, and he goes, do you play Beatles, Norwegian Wood? And the guy goes, yes, and it's still a big hit. And so is the Elton John. I'm thinking, what are you talking about? And why did you join us? So it was all very bizarre last night. And now here we are, just literally 5 or 6 hours later, standing on the beach, looking at the sea.
It's from the sublime to the ridiculous, really. Bearing in mind that normally we're in London in a basement that doesn't even have a window of anything, so you have no idea what the weather's like. Here we are, literally stood on the sand, with the sea lapping feet from us, being able to see everything.
It's nice. I noticed there's an amusement kind of arcade fun park.
Yeah. What did Alan call that the other day? The fairy wheel.
The fairy go round.
The fairy go round.
Fairy go round. which we might see him go around later.
Whatever.
Someone say that's Alan's driver when he can't get off a roundabout. But, oh, that's it closed, the front.
It is closed. I had a look at it yesterday when I went to the supermarket.
One of the most exciting things so far is in the hotel where we are in Seaburn is the Morrisons has been proving very popular with the Radio 1 crew.
We went along there yesterday, actually. Or no, it was the day before to go and get supplies.
Oh, Dave, hang on.
Well, here come the Rozzers.
They're coming for us. Do we need a license to be on the beach broadcasting? Hello, hello, hello. What's going on here then? That's my Sunderland accent.
Don't upset them now.
Okay, I won't. So, Alad.
Yes.
Listen, here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Dominic, Carrie, you, me, Dave, Rachel, Fergo, exec, Spike, everybody. We're going to put all our names into a hat. We're going to pull one name out of the hat. That person has to go into the sea before 10 o'clock.
Do you think I'm that stupid?
Yeah, it'll be your name.
It'll only be my name in there.
Hey,
do you remember Portugal, Alad, when you went swimming? Well, imagine Portugal, but marginally colder.
And also a lot bigger, and I can't swim.
Alad came out with this brilliant excuse last time, that he's allergic to salt water. I've never heard anything so ridiculous in all my life. He's allergic to salt water. But he also can't swim.
I'm allergic to fish as well, so right, I can't go near that.
Yeah, well, let's not go down that road.
That's been proven many times before. Yeah.
So, I think, but it's only feet, it's only paddling.
No.
Hey?
No.
Hey, nothing's going to happen to you by going up to your ankles in salt water, Alad. Honestly, trust me.
Alad?
Yes?
What if we fix it so Dominic's name gets pulled out?
I know you'll pretend, and then it'll be me pushed in.
No. For once, I'll go with Dominic.
Really?
Yeah, but you have to agree to play ball, and I do promise, we'll pull Dominic's name out.
Okay, fine, I'll go with that.
Yeah, okay. So just ask Dominic and Carrie if they're up for the challenge.
Okay, do you want to ask them now?
Yeah.
Do you want to go in the sea, you guys?
Great, good response.
Big hands up.
Yeah.
Big hands up from last night.
That was a fella,
hello,
wasn't it? It was
hands
BT.
Up.
BT and big hands, wasn't it?
Right, should we get some music on? Because I'm going to go inside because it's bloody freezing out here.
Chris, you're forgetting something.
What?
Rachel's Ramble.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Right, are you going to change, press it?
I don't know when.
Right, I'll tell you. Now, Rachel.
The light open car park will not be staying at today. Normal service will be resumed tomorrow. Thank you.
I didn't get a word of that.
That's lovely. Well,
say it again, Rachel.
We're not playing car phase.
Yeah, I still can't hear. It's great.
We're not playing car park phase, so don't bother finding up because it's too really cold. Goodbye. Singer, Dave.
I recognise it, but no, I'm not sure.
Daniel Bedingfield.
Is it?
It's out of Fortnite, 23rd of May, it's called The Way.
It's alright, that.
Before that, Coldplay and Speed of Sound, which I love that song, love it. We're back in the studio now, in the warmth of our hotel room, which is great. It's a gorgeous day.
Isn't it?
Oh, it's really nice throughout, well, where you are.
Who would have thought that the only lousy days of this last week would have been yesterday and the day before?
I know.
Here is in a muddy field.
Sod's law. Mm. Right there, Spike.
Oh, fine,
sorry, are we making too much noise for you?
I'm sorry.
He's got a look of a man who wants to go home. Which is weird, because most engineers can't stand their family. They love staying out on the road.
Exactly.
What, you want to do an extra week? Brilliant, that'll do me. So, anyway, more from the great Alado and his interviews. Alad was interviewing all the stars at Radio 1's Big Weekend, weren't you?
I was.
And you met Gwen Stefani, and you met the Kaiser Chiefs.
I did.
Then you met the Black Eyed Peas.
I did. And the one I was looking forward to meeting was Fergie.
Yeah.
Because even though she's a bit scary looking, she's quite pretty, and I thought she'd be quite fun.
Mm.
Well, she was asleep in the trailer, unfortunately, so I had to speak to Will.i.am and Taboo.
You spoke to who?
Will.i.am and Taboo.
Can I just say, just pause. One of the funniest things for me was when we came off the stage and Alad had to record me saying, you know, something. Oh, hello, I'm Chris Moores, had a great time. And as we're walking off, the woman from the Black Eyed Peas, Fergie, and the Black Eyed Peas are there. And Alad stands and looks at her for about 10 seconds. You know, because she's got quite
she's
big
got,
jewellery.
Yeah,
her.
She's got braids in her hair, a kind of chav earrings, isn't she?
Alad goes, how does she get through security at airports?
She was winning a lot
of
medals.
I was dead serious as well.
It must take her a long time to unclip them all before walking through and then back on again the other side.
That's exactly what goes through most men's thoughts when they look at Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas. Anyway, back to the interview from yesterday. This is Alan meeting the Black Eyed Peas on Radio 1.
Hello there. Hi, I'm Aled. I'm with the Chris Moyles Breakfast Show on Radio 1. Now, actually, it's interesting to hear you have an interview, because I get to see how you have such common questions with all of us. So let me just go through a couple of the obvious questions first. How are you finding Sunderland?
Sunderland is pretty... Well, it's not that sunny, but it's cool right now. Because I wish there was a little bit more sun. But the clouds is going to, like, you know, I mean, they're doing this little dance thing where they let the sun come out. So in a couple of minutes, we'll probably see some sun. Here I am doing a weather report. But no, it's pretty good.
It's true, you get a bit of sun, you think it's going to be a sunny day. Next thing, there's these massive hailstones falling in your head. You know?
Yeah.
What are you doing today on stage?
Throwing our version of hail, and that hail is raising hell. Some hot hip-hop.
Okay, now, actually, whenever I see you in your videos, you're a very cool band, I find, right? And I'm not a cool person, so...
You're pretty cool.
No, I'm not really. I'm wearing jeans, and I'm wearing the little black
number.
Yeah,
but you got a cool little name, Aled.
Aled, as well. Actually, we're very common in Wales, Aled.
Really, Aled?
Very common, you wouldn't believe.
No stuff.
I was wondering, can you give me some tips? If I wanted to get cool, what do I need to say? What do I need to do?
You just accept whatever it is that you are and rock it like oh, you don't even know I'm cool. Like, you don't even know what's happening right now. My stuff is like, and that's it. Who really cares? Who cares anyways?
Really? You don't look so sure. You're like, you have
confidence. Make sure that you let the woman know that you're, you know, you're sure of who you are as a man.
Because you know something they don't know.
You know something they don't know. And also, take a couple dance lessons, because women like men to dance.
So if I want more luck with women, that's what I need to do.
And just stack up your record collection.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What kind of stuff do they like, then?
Just any type of, just music that they don't, it's all about knowing something they don't know.
Yeah, give them some information that they haven't received yet.
Different types of CDs, different types of, like, instruments, different types of words, like, you know, did you know this means that in this country? You know, everything. Just knowing something they don't know. That's what it's all about.
On the spot, give us one tip then. One thing that you would say.
Yeah, I know something you don't know.
Okay, and finally, so I was over in LA recently. I was over there for a week in America. And I always find it funny how they see the British or the English. Cool. If you're thinking of a British person or an English person, British mainly, how do you see us? How do you think British people are?
I think they're great.
Yeah.
Really? Seriously, I think they're really cool.
That's a nice accent.
It's all right.
Very nice. Last thing, would you mind giving us a drop for the Chris Moyles Show? We get this, and all the Hollywood artists that come across.
Chris
Moyles. So basically, what we're looking for is, hi, we're the Black Eyed Peas. Whenever we're in the UK, we'll listen to the Chris Moyles Show on Radio 1.
Yo, what's up? This is Will I Am.
Taboo.
And we the Black Eyed Peas. And whenever we chilling up in the UK, we cooling out with my homeboy Chris Moyles on the Chris Moyles Show on Radio 1.
What a load of crap. Only joking. Hey, it's the Black Eyed Peas on Radio 1. And Lair is your dove, of course.
That's for Chris Moyles, obviously.
Yeah, Chris Moyles. That's my name, apparently. Kirk. Yeah, what's the Black Eyed Peas? Whenever we're in the UK, we always listen to my man, my friend, my buddy, Chris Moyles, on Radio 1. We got a Gwen Stefani one as well. Do you want to hear this one?
Yeah.
This is great. This is nice, right? Here we go.
It's funny.
Hey, what's up? Apparently, this is Gwen Stefani. Mm-hmm. And whenever I'm in the UK, I listen to Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Thanks very
funny
much.
Funny that.
Do you like this? See what she did there?
Gwen Stefani.
It was.
Hey, what's up? Apparently, this is Gwen Stefani.
Somebody got absolutely bob on the weekend. They just turned around and said to me and said, you love saying that, don't you? Just because you can say a slightly rude word. I went, yeah.
Yeah, bob on, so to speak.
Well, yeah. Mind you, it could have been worse. She could have been caught. No, let's not go there, actually. Right, last half hour of the show before Joe Wiley comes in at 10 o'clock this morning. We'll play... Oh, we'll just have more stuff coming up for the weekend and some good songs as well. First of all, let's get some news and sport for the final time this morning with Dominic and Carrie. It's about 9:33.
One wonderful season and this just puts the icing on the cake.
£25 million.
Sorry.
Did you not fade me up then?
I didn't have you on, love. I've turned you on now, though.
Okay, thank you. I mean, Whelan's also offered £25 million for new players this summer. So Ipswich go into the Championship playoff semi-finals where they'll meet West Ham. Derby take on Preston in the other semi. And Johnny Wilkinson's been included in the Clyde Woodward squad this semi-finals.
Dave, just fade her out.
I know. She doesn't even realise. She's still reading. We just faded her out.
That's really nasty.
You're not very nice.
Oh, I'm only messing.
Laugh.
Only boring. He's only boring. He's only story about Johnny Wilkinson. He's probably injured or something.
Mm.
Grazed his leg.
He's not injured.
Yeah.
He's playing now.
The guy had one good game in his life.
I wouldn't go that far.
No.
I wouldn't.
Well, you wouldn't say it was an entire game.
I would say that I think he's a fantastic professional. He's played several good games in his life.
And I mean, welcome on the show.
He's a record point scorer for England as well.
Yeah, but he's in the Guinness Book of Records like what we is.
What's that? The weather?
Yep. Yeah.
Mm.
And the weather. A chilly, sunny start for many places this morning, but showers later for northern and eastern parts of the UK. Time for an Oxfordshire A road. It's the A34. Hello to you if you're on it. There are delays northbound on the B430. I can see the sea, by the way. It's 9:37.
Wow. God,
I enjoyed that.
Thanks.
Good. I'm pleased. Thanks, Dave.
It's nice.
I didn't. Morning, all. I've opened the curtains for Joe Wiley.
Good morning.
So speak.
I've always wanted to say that in the air. And, she's around. Is she there? Morning,
is
Joe!
She?
Oh. She looks all right. You look very... You look very pretty.
Thank you.
Even prettier.
Even prettier than usual.
Yeah.
Who would have thought you and Joe Wiley in a hotel room?
I didn't make too much noise this morning when I got up, did I?
No, you're very good.
You look so peaceful and calm just lying there.
I've got
pyjamas
in my bag.
Have you?
Yeah.
I've got... Okay. Yeah, Joe and I had sex last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great. It was the best 10 seconds she's ever had. Obviously, we didn't, because I think she would have done, but she said she needed to go and work on her show. What?
Just stop it now.
Right, okay.
That's what she said last night, isn't it?
Do you know what, Dominic? She mouth kissed me over the weekend.
That's fantastic.
She kissed me properly on the mouth.
How was it, Joe?
What? Nothing. You kissed loads of people?
You
slut. She's going around kissing anybody.
Was she? She never kissed me.
She's got her standards, Dave.
Yeah?
She's not easy. If you want easy, I'll tell you where to look. Edith Bowman. Now, only joking, obviously. That was a joke. Colin Murray, actually, he's an easy one.
It's not my type, though, Colin.
Really?
Mm.
Do you know what? Do you reckon that Colin Murray could pull more women because he looks a little bit like Dave Grohl?
Only because he's got that bum fluff beard.
Do you not think he's got a look at Dave Grohl?
No.
No.
Really?
No.
Fair enough, maybe it's just me.
There is only one Dave Grohl.
Does Colin Murray look like Dave Grohl? Text yes or no to 81199 and start your text message with the word Grohl. That's 81199, yes or no, and start with the word Grohl. Will you make a note of how many text messages we get?
Yeah.
Right. Please, yes or no, does Colin Murray look like Dave Grohl? Start your message with the word Grohl and send it to 81199. We'll see how many text messages we can get in the next 6 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Excellent.
I reckon there'll be at least double figures. Okay, all right, then 9. Right, how do you pronounce that there?
Amory. Amory. I say Amory myself. Good record.
Do you know how it starts?
Yeah.
Like this. Forsaking me. I met Katie Tunstall still over the weekend, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah.
Is she nice?
Mm. So, well, that's a lovely record. Oh, Joe, I'm only joking. Joking, Joe Wiley's got bloody shares in her, so that's why.
We like Katie Tunstall.
Seems like a nice girl.
You hear her playing the Jacksons to the queue on Saturday?
Mind that Velcro there, Joe? No, I didn't.
It was good.
Yeah,
very good.
Yeah, yeah. So, text messages... What? Come in your studio and start giving you grief. Technically, you're lying on my bed, Joe. Not for the first time. Colin Murray looks like a rodent with chin bum fluff from Animal the M3. No, Colin looks nothing like Dave Grohl. He's loads uglier, says Claire from Leicester. No, he looks like Adrian Brody from Lean in Aberystwyth. Sorry, don't know what Dave Grohl looks like, but Colin is fit, if that helps. From Stevie Wonder. Are you only joking?
That's Ray Charles.
Never seen him, but I say no. No, it pay...
Oh, pardon me.
Alan, is that you?
Colin looks like a rodent is my favourite one so far.
Yeah. Mm. I think he looks like the main actor in the film The Pianist.
I think that's what they're saying anyway.
Oh, dear. Basically...
Maybe I should take this back off.
Why?
Well, you printed these off.
Yeah, well, maybe you're meant to read them first.
Colin Murray is a... Do you want these back?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can I just try something? Oh. I like doing this, Dave.
Where are you going now?
I'm just going around the other side of the desk.
Okay.
All right. To prove that we're really live on the radio, Dave.
As if it was in any doubt.
I'm going to put the telly on, put Radio 1 on, and let's have a listen to us.
Okay. This is brilliant.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Just in case people didn't think it was a seamless pre-recorded sketch that we did weeks ago.
Okay, so... Oh, is People's Court on yet?
Oh, what, with Carol Smiley?
Yeah.
I like
Let's
that.
Let's see what she's wearing today. The other day she looked like Justin from The Darkness.
Ah, but the day after she looked very nice, I thought.
It's all right today.
Yeah.
Okay, Carol Smiley. Guess what's her age, but you still would, wouldn't you?
Oh, I think she's lovely, Carol Smiley. Yeah.
Joe Wiley's on at 10, by the way, everybody. Right, onto the radio.
Hmm.
Hey, it's us!
Now, will this not... I was going to say, will this not cause a kind of howl-back and feedback, which would be unpleasant, which it does? Hello.
How great is that?
Isn't it amazing?
That's us on the radio in a hotel, coming out of the telly in the hotel. So we're on the radio and the telly.
And people wonder how we get overlooked for the annual Sony Radio Awards year upon year.
And to prove it, this is Radio 2. Right. 5-4 in Dorset. Well, maybe it's not. And that,
that's not Radio 2.
Brilliant. Oh, modern technology.
See? Come on, come back.
Do you want to start early, Joe? Well, I think we've run out of material.
I think management...
Have we got a live track next?
Have we?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Is it the Chemical Brothers?
It is.
Brilliant live track. I think it's all on...
It's on DAT.
Hey, it's all on Pro Tools. They just play drums over it. So, that's what live bands do these days. Don't look at me like I'm making it up.
It's an insight into the world of live music.
Yesterday, we're standing on the side... This is honestly true. Standing on the side of the stage watching Jamiroquai, and I'm kind of in front of some of the engineers, right at the back of the stage, at the side. And this fella goes, do me a favour, on the next track, can you just pull that curtain back ever so slightly, because I need to see the drummer. And the reason for this is, sometimes, you know, we played Black Eyed Peas, Ways of Love, right, and it's got the strings on it. Obviously, they don't bring an orchestra, because that would be ridiculous and cost too much money. So they put the strings on a bit of tape, right?
Yeah.
And they have, and they click it, so in the drummer's ear it goes...
Needs to be synced up, you see, otherwise so the strings would be out with the drums.
So he knows when to, some Colombian drug dealers just walked in, by the way, I don't know what's going on. Right,
morning.
Anyway. So...
Morning.
Hey, okay, there
Thank
you go.
Thank you very much.
He looks like a value at Miami Vice.
He's a man from Del Monte.
Just a happy Sunderland resident, happy to have Radio 1 in Sunderland, broadcasting to the nation.
Bless you.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you very much.
Great show.
God love you.
It's a fantastic show. I'm just an ordinary guy, come in the hotel, found out where you were.
Brilliant.
I'd like to say thank you to Sunderland.
That's all right.
Security are on their way.
Brilliant.
As we speak.
Thank you, George.
Thank you very much, man. All right.
Because my brother, my family's listening on the radio. George Newton,
right. I can go away! Right, thank you, bye-bye. Thank you, bye-bye. Seriously, now, go away.
Thank you.
Go away. That's great. Bye-bye!
George Newton there.
Seriously, he's in like a cream suit with a white shirt and dark glasses. He looks like some drug dealer from Miami Vice.
Cross with Steve Wright.
Imagine if Steve Wright was Colombian.
Steve Wright's driving into work now going, oh, cheers, thanks a lot.
He doesn't listen.
He does, no, he's tuned in. Well, he doesn't listen to Wogan, does he? Anyway, right.
Dave, just tell him you got rock in your pocket. He would be well on his way.
Right, I feel as I should just shut up and go straight to the Chemical Brothers and leave my Jamiroquai live set story for another day. Right, this is... So we do the trail, then the Chemical Brothers, yeah?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Then stand by, everybody. What a load of fun. Quite Chemical Brothers karaoke, isn't it? They provide the track, and then you can sing along in your car.
Yeah.
Feel like you're actually part of the band. It's amazing how when they're live, they get sound just as good as a record. I think we'll find a losing battle with them, though.
I think so, a little bit. I think it's you and me in the corner
against
everyone else.
I'm sorry, I like the Chemical Brothers. That's the record, as far as I'm concerned. They is miming. Do you know what?
Right. Very good set.
Yeah, but how can you tell me that's different to the record? It's the record without any vocal in it. It's what we called in the old days, the B-side. A little Stockacre and Waterman records were there. Just take the vocal off, there's your B-side there. And then you can sing along to Sonia in the comfort of your own home. Don't tell me I'm the only one, because I know Dominic would have done it. B-side of the Reynolds Girls, I'd rather Jack. I'd rather Jack dub. It's just the instrumental.
Yeah. I bet you've got that as well, haven't you? I bet you've got the I'd rather Jack dub.
No.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Bring it in tomorrow.
You'll have it at your mum's house, won't you, in your bedroom?
I've always got the instrument.
On your Kasingles.
Kasingles, yeah. Joe Wiley's here at 10.
I know she is.
What? Am I going to play up?
What? Oh, 100 quid, isn't 100 it? Yeah.
Pounds, hey, I come to collect.
And Dominic owes me a tenner as well. Yeah. It's payday.
Yeah. Number one record. You mum, didn't you say you were going to give it to charity?
I will, I'll give it to Comedy Relief. You give me 100 quid.
Tell you what, if it hadn't got number one, I'd have taken 100 quid and I'd have kept it.
Well, I'm not going to. When you give me the 100 quid,
I raised £600,000 for current relief. I don't need any more. I've only got.
What have you got in your pocket? Apart from a rocket.
It's not a rock.
I don't want to see.
I've only got a fiver. Can I pay you tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll see you back at HQ tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll pay you tomorrow, I promise.
100 quid, right.
Well, what charity are you getting the community?
Comedy Relief.
Comedy Relief?
Yeah.
I've got enough. 60 odd million I've got. Give it to another one.
No, do it for them.
Okay, you do it all you want. It's your money. Thank you, Joe.
All right,
Joe Wiley. Anyway, Colin Need has been later as well, and Spoonie.
Need is a rodent.
Yeah. There's no point in playing this, is there?
Yeah,
we'll get a minute of it away. Mind you, it's on high rotation. I'll be coming around in Joe's first hour, I'm sure.
Radio 1. Oh,
yes. Because Joe White is going to get herself in here in the hotel, looking out over to the sea in Seaman and Sunderland. Thank you, Sunderland, for a great weekend. Enjoy your Monday. We're back tomorrow morning at 7. Joe White is next. Goodbye. We're back tomorrow.